Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Yeah. What's up, baby boys? It's your boy Lewis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. What? What? He's Zach. What? What?
What?
Zach.
He's Zach.
I love it. Shout out to Crack Amico making that banger of a song. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's up, kid? Come on, man. That's crazy. Shannon, it's crazy.
Just surf to the beat, though. Just surf.
No.
Just
Shannon,
continue
to
cruise.
It's crazy. You know that's crazy, right?
Hey, Shannon's crazy.
I mean, I want to point it out that it's absolutely crazy.
Hey.
We're starting 25 minutes late.
Yeah, why?
Whose fault is that?
Fucking Shannon.
Blame Shannon. Did it work yet? Are you giving me a head?
Yeah,
is that what's
right?
happening right now? It looks like. How many give me head right now?
Go Shannon.
The
go
only
Shannon.
Way that this would be okay is if you started to literally suck my cock off my body right now. I would say, you know what? We're okay with it, Shannon.
It's all good.
The wire's not even plugged in.
Oh,
I
yeah. He
point
wasn't
out
even,
that the wire is
he
not
wasn't even plugged
in. It wasn't even like it was loose. Wasn't like, look, she's a square peg round hole. How do I get it in?
Oh, there it is.
Shannon,
yeah.
Come and suck me off completely to completion, Shannon.
It'll take a while.
Does it take a while to suck me off? Have you heard the rumors?
Yes.
Well, you gotta back this up. I gotta be.
I know I'm hidden by a microphone.
Yeah, we're gonna figure all this out. Guys.
Hey,
yeah,
hey.
It's fine. Do you think it would take a while to suck me off to completion?
Yeah.
Come on, Maddie.
I feel like. Well, I just feel like, you know, you probably...
For Shannon, no. Shannon would just touch my dick and I just...
Oh,
start shooting everywhere, dude. Are you kidding me? The amount of buildup that we've been fucking...
Yeah. Yeah.
Shannon, it would be...
I feel like Shannon could, like, blow on the underside of the helmet.
Yeah. Shannon, you could fucking...
Oh, fuck, that's my
literally,
spot.
If you just looked at my cock,
that's
I would start
spot.
Just coming all over the place. How does that make you feel as my employee? If I just showed you my cock, I would just...
Oh, fuck.
Shannon, can we just look at my dick? How about that? Forever, when you fuck up that royally, how about you have to stare at my cock for a minute?
A minute's a long time.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Uninterrupted silent minute of dick looking?
Yeah, it's like a whole Kill Tony set.
Shannon, what do you think? When you hear the sound, when you hear,
looking
hear the sound,
at a sad dick for a minute?
How did you feel about that?
When you hear the sound of the West Hollywood
Bear. What
does
your dick do for a living? Maybe it should stay that way.
And maybe we'll re-hit the timer. The timer says 1 hour and 1 minute and 54 seconds.
That's how long we've been waiting for your ass.
Is it 2 hours? What is this? What is happening right now? It's okay. We're in Studio C. It's a new studio. Lewis and Zach Studios, actually. We're calling it. Make sure that Derek Gaines and Godfrey and all the other blacks know.
Cell Block C.
This is the Lewis and Zach Studios. Dave Temple, are you upset that you're going to have to call it the Lewis and Zach Studios moving forward?
Nah, I'll just keep calling it the old thing.
No.
It's like, the bridges and
are
the tunnels that no one acknowledges the name change.
I want you to stop their show.
Yeah.
I want you to stop their show if they do not call it the Lewis and Zach Studios.
Mario Cuomo
What
Bridge.
Are y'all, what, I don't like that y'all gentrifying the studio. What do you want with this property over here now, huh?
We're just trying to whiten it up a little bit. Bring up the property value.
We've been over here with the floods and the non-working equipment for a while now. No one gave a fuck.
Be a Starbucks and a cupcake shop up in this motherfucker.
Right.
Better fucking believe it, darling.
He'll be working at him.
Yeah.
Fucking Buffalo Exchange, baby.
It used to just be a fucking wing wagon and a check cashing place over here. We are bringing muffins, bitch.
Yeah.
Muffins. Ain't no more Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Liquor store, gun store. Yeah. Where you taking me?
That is a weird plant in every window.
Yeah.
Fuck this place.
Yeah.
No more fucking storefront churches.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about today's show. We have a great show planned today. This is the new Lewis and Zach show. Look, there are shades of the Real Ass Podcast. A lot of people are being like, no, dude, don't fucking change it. Then other people are being like, dude, they barely changed it. Pick a fucking lane. Pick a lane, cocksucker, okay? But this is the new Lewis and Zach show. We're very excited about it. Two incredible guests, as always. Not white men. Not a white man on today's show. Not a white man to be seen, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to still flow with it. Yeah, it's not going to be a problem.
Diversity and inclusion. Let's rock.
It's okay. We got from the Madhouse podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Maddie Smith
back
on the show.
What's up, everybody? Happy to be here. First time on Lewis and Zach. You know, having rap being changed is like when CISO went away, you know? Another show of mine, just gone. No more wilding out, no more rap. Who am I as a comedian?
Oh, boy. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network, the originators of Studio C.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Temple
Thank you, buddy. What up? Nah, where's my desk? What's up, nigga?
We don't have that anymore. We changed the soundboard.
Oh, right. I can say it if you want me to. I can throw the sound in there.
Let me see. Do we have any? What's the blackest sound effect now? We have no black sound effects now. Oh. Do we?
Well, I feel like the gunshots.
You had me get rid of it.
No offense.
What was the black one that you had?
It was Always Bet on Black.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
Should we bring the That's What's Up, nigga, back?
It's up to you. Your show.
I think we should let the fans vote.
I think the
put up a Twitter poll.
If we let the fans vote, they're going to ask us for a faster horse, Zach, and I'm not going to let that happen.
And you know what?
Keep it in here.
What?
That's what's up, nigga. That's the name of my horse. I would bet on that horse. Tell me you would not bet on that horse.
Right.
If there was a horse named That's What's Up, nigga,
I'm betting on that horse.
Betting on that horse every time.
Fast as fuck.
Look, we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited. What are we up against today, Shannon? On Wednesday, the 16th of October. What am I up against? Paying $1,500 to have my brakes changed this morning.
Yikes.
Wee. Just the front brakes, yikes. Not all the brakes.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
A whole weekend at Appleton.
They cut me no brakes.
Comedy.
Yeah, you know what,
that's
though?
That's a guarantee.
That's the brakes.
That's the brakes.
Dude, they didn't cut me a break at all. They fucking charged it. Dude, Audi is they're a bunch of cunts.
You're Puerto Rican. Why aren't you doing your own brakes?
But so it wasn't just the brakes. It was the brakes. It was the rotors. And then it was the sensors. As well,
it really does suck to be a Puerto Rican who doesn't know his cousins.
I know. Yeah. Hola.
I need the car to be like the Gas Digital Network, uncensored.
Ooh.
Oh,
folks.
That's what's up, nigga.
Exactly.
I realized we lost it.
Temple, can you just do that sound effect whenever?
Yeah,
you want?
I just want a royalty for every time you use it. Use my voice. Isolate my voice. That's what's up, nigga.
Every time she presses you, every time she touches you.
That's what's up, nigga.
This is great. This is good. He's a black soundboard. But if she presses you in different parts of your body, you have to do different black phrases. Oh, I'm coming, bitch.
Get on me. It's sensitive.
Different black phrases.
Yeah.
You got to knock the fuck out, man.
Yeah, like hitting your reflex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out for cigarettes.
What, bitch?
Yeah. No, I ain't getting no job.
Purple drink.
That
was inappropriate.
What are we up against, Shannon?
Number two with a biscuit.
October 16th.
Yeah, in 1916,
ooh,
the first birth...
Columbus sailed the...
No. The first birth control clinic in the United States opened up, and it was in Brooklyn.
Hey,
oh, really?
Yo, turn up!
What was it? It was just a long flight of stairs? Hell yeah, boys!
Boys! Drop her down, that shit!
It's like, yeah, your pills are right in this room. And then she's like, it's kind of dark. You just kick her down the stairs. And she just falls down the stairs.
Oh, it's just the door leading to stairs.
Yeah, it's the door leading
to stairs.
There's
no lights on. First birth control clinic.
That's pretty good.
Toss them down.
What was the first birth control, Shannon? Talk to me about what it looked like and what it felt like.
So it was actually just, they were just
from personal experience.
Shannon, you were there. They would probably just make girls drink bleach or something.
Something
it was crazy
like that.
Shit.
Like something like that. Some sort of clearing out.
Are you
system.
On birth control, Maddie?
I have an IUD.
You have an
IUD.
That's what's up, nigga.
Exactly. Exactly. Any of y'all could come in me.
Yeah.
Come in me, no consequences.
IUD. I need UD.
IUD.
That would actually be dope because I got a vasectomy. Like coming on your IUD with my empty nut would be wild.
That'd be
a vasectomy
crazy.
And an IUD.
That'd be
like,
a great
just
combo.
Like, just
or maybe that somehow makes a baby.
Is that
is that
antimatter?
Right. Yeah.
Is that how they make antimatter?
It's a double negative, right?
Yeah. That's some sort of weird neuron. IUD, it's the little thing that sits in me.
I thought they put it in your... Oh, no, it's in your pussy.
It's
like a T, right?
It's like a little man.
It looks like the the thing from Back to the Future that they make it run.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The flux capacitor.
It's like a flux capacitor.
It's a flux capacitor.
Hey!
A flux capacitor, folks. So you have an IUD.
Yeah, it kills the sperm.
So dudes be cream pieing in you.
Sometimes, if I let them.
Is it a
but
thing?
I don't really like getting cum in because it's like 3 days later, you're like, well, there he is again.
Ew.
Yeah. God bless the ladies that do let us do that.
No, the girls that
No, that shit smells like an ocean when it comes out.
Doggy, no. The girls that know what they're doing, you come in them and they go, hold on, I'll be right back. I go to the bathroom.
Okay. Okay. And then they go, cover all their holes except one.
They really do.
Push it out.
Like you were trying to blow air out of your ears.
And it shoots out.
They smell pepper.
Yeah.
And then hold their nose while they sneeze.
Hilarious.
I'm telling you right now, you get a bitch that fucking just fucking fires it out.
Yeah.
And,
true. First time.
Look, here's the thing. It's good that those girls exist, but after you see a girl fire it out of her vagina, it is not sexy.
No.
Yeah.
It's not a sexy thing.
They learned that trick from ducks.
What? What are you talking about?
Because ducks have that fake vagina.
Right.
So that if the male duck is hitting it that they don't like, they let him finish, but then they just dump his cum in the lake.
Oh, they got a fake pussy.
No. So they, hold on, I know about this.
Okay.
The duck vagina is multi-chambered.
Yeah.
Because.
Like the Wu-Tang.
Yes, because.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what's up, nigga. Okay.
And quacks rule everything around.
Hey!
And so there's multiple chambers, but only one leads to the uterus.
Right.
So and they can choose which one they
that's
open.
That's sick as fuck.
Because so many because ducks just rape.
They're rapists. That's right. Yeah.
Hardcore. That's
right. Do dolphins have another little chamber?
No.
Because they be raping too.
So she can choose.
Gomez's have other chambers too.
Yeah. You can come in my fake pussy or my real duck pussy.
I have another chamber. My fucking asshole.
All right. Real duck pussy, new podcast.
Maddie's savage. Maddie's a goddamn savage.
Yeah, you know it's noon.
When's the last time
ones?
A guy cream pied inside of you, Maddie?
It's been
Let's
a
get
minute.
Sexy. Can you turn the sexy music on?
Yeah.
We're getting sexy, Maddie. We rarely get sexy with Maddie.
Rarely? You do this sexy. Every time.
We don't get
every
sexy.
Every time you play the sexy music.
No, it's
and
very,
like,
no, it's very medical and clinical.
You're right. You're
scientific,
right.
usually.
You're right. In the
we're
stirrups.
We're getting fucking sexy. Now, you're wearing your fucking Giants hat. I figured, you know what?
Bills, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Never
mind.
Speaking of ducks, Bills, hell yeah, dude.
Jesus
Christ. That's what's
the new Lewis's action. It's the new Lewis's action.
At a certain point, that's going to be degrading.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to abuse
on
that
command,
shit.
Like a fucking progressive button.
Yeah. Last time I got, it was probably my last boyfriend who was just dumping in me.
Dumping in you. Yeah. But why would you care if a random guy dumped in you now?
I don't know, I wouldn't.
I feel like if you're on the pill, that's the fun of it. I did have a girl, I had sex with her. And she was on the pill, and she was like, oh, no, you can't come inside of me, though.
It's very intimate, though.
And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
This I had to learn, too. Sometimes if y'all pH balances is off, they get weird infections from your shit.
It's a flora
thing. Like she said, it's in there for 3 days sometimes.
If you put your shit in there, our flora is going to be off.
Your what?
Flora. That's what they call the microbiome of your pussy.
Yeah, it is a little fucking. It is. If you go in there with a microscope, there are a lot. There are living beings happening down there.
That's why you're really supposed to let it self fucking clean.
Yeah, you're not supposed to douche, right?
Right.
They say that. My mom used to keep a douche in the shower.
It's old school.
Yeah,
it was Lewis.
Yeah, in her son's bedroom.
Yeah. You showered with her mom.
I like that Lewis saw it coming.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, here we go. I'll beat him to it.
Damn it.
It's like Zach running my magic tricks. I'm going to ruin his zings on me.
Yeah, literally.
Shannon, so what was the first birth control like? Talk to me about this.
Okay, so the clinic, all she did was actually provide condoms and diaphragms.
They had condoms in 1916.
Yes. Yeah. And so
let me see a 1916 condom. I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah, I bet they've had condoms so long. I bet the Egyptians had a version of a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like skin, like lamb skin. Like they were literally making them.
We used the fucking membranes of Jewish children.
Fucking membranes.
Those were the slaves, folks. Those were the slaves. Maybe you don't know anything about history. They were slaves in Egypt. The Jews.
They built the pyramids.
Do we know that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigars because they are exactly that. They send you cigars in small batches, which means that they're super fresh. You get the highest quality cigars possible. If you're a cigar aficionado or a newbie like me, Small Batch Cigar has you covered.
And they have the best packaging. You get the Bovita pack, so the humidity is perfect. What a lot of people do is they go to smallbatchcigar.com and they click the new tab to see what they have available. But we also have a deal just for our listeners.
Yeah, if you go to smallbatchcigar.com right now and use the promo code GAS10, you're going to save 10% off your order today, plus 5% rewards points. This is a great way to have cigars delivered right to your door in small batches with great packaging, super, super fresh, all the brands you know and love, and brands you don't know that you might discover at smallbatchcigar.com. Just use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we?
Somebody.
Yeah. Do we know that the Jews built the pyramids? Isn't there a Joe Rogan bit where he said aliens might have done it? That's what I subscribe to.
Right. Why do you think there's a pyramid on the dollar bill?
I think, oh, you know what, Zach?
Yeah, no, that's to remind Jews of what they used to do for a living. The same reason there's cotton on the top of pill bottles for black people.
We didn't do that for a living.
That was not pay. That's not paid work.
This was the first condom.
Oh, Shannon, wow.
That's a paper towel.
That's a letter.
That's a birthday card.
Oh, I see.
Okay. It's a big dick.
You'd have to like tie it on.
Right.
You tie it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you rolled it around like a blunt.
What you was dumped it? The guts in a garbage can?
What was it made of?
Yo, you got a filter?
So, yeah, most of the early ones were.
Backwoods.
Were made of papers.
They were backwoods.
Just do the cone.
It's a vanilla Dutch.
Most of them were made of animal skin.
Yeah.
This woman in particular that opened up this clinic, though, that clinic only stayed open for 10 days
before
they shut it down because they were really against her work to try to help women not get pregnant.
Who was this whore? The original whore.
So she was a nurse.
By the way, every nurse I've ever met fucks. They're sluts.
Nurses fuck. Yeah.
Nurses are sluts.
Dental hygienists.
Aren't dental hygienists sluts? My dentist is actually pretty hot, and I feel very self-conscious. She goes into my mouth and sees all, like, because they have, like, a camera that goes in, and they show you, doggy, if you see what your teeth look like under, like, a microscope, it's fucking rancid.
I'm disgusting.
Man. It is disgusting.
My mouth is a terrarium.
Yeah, you're pretty pearly.
Yeah,
nice.
Pearly.
They had coffee stains. Pearly. They fucking.
Doesn't this shit feel good?
Feels good.
That's why I go back now, just to get that feeling, all of that in between shit.
I'm so happy.
So fresh.
I thought it so people could see it at night.
Not for that one. No, not for that one. He doesn't get it for that one.
Oh no.
My button's broken. My black eye's not working. That's weird.
No, it's not.
I like Studio C, by the way.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving Studio C. It took us a couple days because we tried to do Studio C a while ago for the Real Ass podcast. And whatever it was, it didn't work. It wasn't the right vibe, but we did yesterday. We did Friday show. We pre-taped, and it was a lot of fun. Friday show is a great one, guys. The exclusive one. You guys, speaking of which, go subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys are not already subscribed to Gas Digital, go subscribe. Use the promo code LAZ. You get a bonus episode on Fridays of this show that's just for subscribers. Plus, you get all pre-releases on all the episodes. There's 1,200 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast, the now defunct Real Ass Podcast, that are all available on demand. The only way to get those episodes, by the way, Shannon, take them all off my YouTube. They're gone. The only way to get the Real Ass Podcast is to subscribe to the Gas Digital Network with the promo code LAZ. You get $1.50 off a month. It's only $9 a month. You guys get to support this show. It's the best way to support the show. And it's all uncensored, all ad-free. If you love the show, you guys want to see it uncensored.
That's my life's work. Taking it all down?
Well, only the last 10 or 15 were up.
It's available on Gas Digital.
Okay.
And they should be subscribing, please.
Yeah, subscribe.
Yeah.
Gas Digital. Right.
Subscribe.
The original condom, the first time I saw a condom, I would go in my mom's purse and I would take her condoms out and I would beat off with her condoms.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to beat off on condoms first, too. Yeah.
Beating off of condoms was like my technique for a while. I had a girlfriend who I mean, the trust in our relationship was completely destroyed because she would find used condoms. Right. And granted, I was cheating.
I'm jacking
but
into
I
them.
Wasn't wearing condoms when I was cheating.
Yeah, stupid.
This was simply to beat my dick, and it was like lube and no cleanup all built into one.
Right.
Yeah.
The condom for masturbation is a superior way to jerk off. For sex, it is not. But if you're beating off, I mean, it's just you get, first of all, yeah. as soon as you start to go, a little pre-cum comes out. Now it's you're all just tie it off, fucking.
Right.
Boom. You ever
look at the dog?
Right.
You ever shoot a little lube inside the condom?
That's crazy.
Oh,
that's just crazy.
That's interesting.
What am I, a lady?
I feel like condoms are good because you guys like to go hard with your hands.
Yeah.
You guys like to
my
beat
first
that
time
shit.
Doing that, I was just trying to make sure that the condoms fit. You know what I mean? Like make sure I could actually wear one. Yeah. And then with Trojan,
I've never had that fucking question in my head once.
But with the box, there was the Trojan inside the box. It's like a picture of like a little woman's vagina laying down to show you where to put it.
Nice.
I used to be able to jerk off to that. Like,
oh, nice.
13, 14. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a neighbor who had condoms. These condoms don't exist anymore. But there was a brand of condoms when we were growing up that you would buy that there was straight up like on the box was just like a girl with her pussy spread.
Really?
And it was just like fucking like that. And you used to go into a deli and you used to like just see it. And it was like whatever. It was just like they were sexy condoms. Try to find those, Shannon.
Sick.
Try to find whatever brand that was. It was straight up like porn was on the box of it. And there was a neighbor of mine who would use this brand of condom specifically, but then he would throw out the boxes. So me and my friends would dig through his garbage trying to find these little packages.
Hilarious.
And we're just fucking flinging used condoms out of the way and fucking just food. And just so we can get this little collection of naked bitches spreading their pussies.
Right.
Have you been down like the Family Planning aisle recently in like CVS? Or any store.
Oh, yeah.
All vibrators.
They have vibrators.
Yeah, they have so much.
They have fucking straps.
No, they don't have straps.
I know, I was just kidding.
They don't have all that stuff. They are getting sexier, though. They
They're
are
getting
the,
sexy.
The CVS aisle, and it's not even just a single vibrator. There'll be like different shapes,
different
sizes.
Yeah.
Who's buying them from there, though?
I get who's buying
a
full-fledged
that?
Children.
Who the hell is buying that?
Children.
Well, I get people are door dashing them.
I
saw a chick that was a DoorDash person. She had to go to like a CVS.
Uh-huh.
It was an 8:30 in the morning order, and it was ice cream and a dildo.
Hilarious. Okay, fine. I'll tell you guys. One time I was with a man, and we did buy one of those little vibrators at CVS. Not good.
Not strong enough.
No, too like
too strong.
A little painful.
Wow.
Like it was like a little.
You know how to test them, right? I'm dead serious. I'm not doing a bit.
On my clit?
No, you're supposed to test it on the tip of your nose.
Really?
Because that's the same sensitivity. So if it hurts your nose, it'll hurt your
pussy. Your nose is not the same sensitivity as your clit.
Watch
no,
it.
But as far
oh, fuck.
As...
Oh, fuck.
They say that you test it on the tip of your nose because if it hurts your nose, it'll hurt your
pussy. Touch Temple's nose. See what happens.
That's what's up, nigga.
If I'm buying a vibrator...
I know exactly the fucking... Biggie song I want to play when you touch Temple's nose.
If I'm buying a vibrator, I'm going to a sex shop.
Yeah, sex
I'm
shop.
Gonna...
Wait, okay, hold on. Are you ready? I'm gonna give you a line, and then I want Dave's finish line, but you got to touch his nose so he finishes it.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Money, hoes, and clothes.
That's what's up, nigga.
No, what's the next line?
All a nigga knows?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Nice. He's got a few different sayings. You got to go through the nose a few times to get the right saying.
Hey, can you come in here and fix my microphone for the love of God?
Oh, dude, yeah.
He's holding it in his hand. Good for you. What a professional.
Most exercise he's
what a professional. Jesus Christ.
Do you guys remember,
every part of this is falling
about. Those condoms like in college that were dry as fuck?
The NYC?
Yeah. Or just like the free condoms that any college would give. Dry as fuck.
Were they dry? No, they had
the ones at my college were
sometimes
dry.
They do have unlubricated condoms. Which
like
you
went to a college where no one was eating pussy, though. You know
Like they were just stuffing it in me while I was blackout.
Well, I mean, but I almost feel like an unlubricated condom, it has like a dust on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
I mean,
they used to
sell those.
It's extra dry.
It sucks the moisture out of your
but
pores.
But that was medically sold because like people needed and
it's
they were
whatever,
allergic
it,
to
it's the same texture.
Right.
You ever play like whatever that bowling game is at a bar where you have to like... There's like sand on...
Shuffleboard.
Yes.
That's
the same exact texture of those condoms.
Like.
A sandy ass fucking dry.
One time a guy got stuck in me. That's how fucking dry. Yeah.
It's a 1B sandpaper. just a nice fine.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Just for light sanding.
Jorge, your nails are so pretty.
Yeah, what's going on here? Jorge, can you paint my nails for me?
Sure.
Are you doing them yourself, Jorge?
Sometimes.
Who does your nails for you?
It depends.
There's women that fucking...
Sometimes.
Yeah, they're called Koreans.
I get around.
I'm just going to hold this fucking thing.
No, I had it.
You got it? Very good, Jorge. Good job, Jorge.
I know. I actually kind of like this because it just looks like a woman is competent. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm like watching the hands. I'm like, what is going on?
I'm like, this chick is killing it.
Like from here.
Guys, I want to.
I know. That makes you second guess any hand model you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You thought it's just some nice chick modeling and shit.
That's a fucking dude. That's Jorge. Look at his fucking womanly.
All of those fucking.
Respectfully.
Those Price is Right hands that were like, and check out this chessboard set.
I mean, it's crazy, Jorge. It's crazy.
Here?
Shannon, do we have a...
You want to take mine? I can hold a mic.
No, this is crazy.
No, I'll just hold mine. It's fine.
Absolute chaos here on Laz.
Welcome to C-Block, niggas.
Bitch.
Yo, God damn it. Dave Temple's the pod boss of this studio.
Yeah.
Dave Temple gets paid in fucking Cheetos and fucking
buns. How many packs of ramen for a fucking mic stand that works?
$50 $50 Oh, see me at the top staircase.
Fucking God. Holy shit.
Mm.
Let's see.
It does feel that way.
I tagged you on a thing on Twitter. This was fucking weird as fuck, dude. There was like a dad who posted a video of his trans daughter son going on his or her first date. And it's pretty fucking wild. It has these almost, I almost feel like these things have to be troll jobs. They're designed to get people clicking and talking, right?
Yeah. Because it's a weird thing to like film.
So what are we looking at?
Which
one's
boy.
The trans?
This is a little boy being turned into a girl.
Today's a big day because she's going on her first date.
This is what I'm going to wear. So the guy I'm meeting is a big fan of Stranger Things, so I got him some gifts. So first I got Jonathan, then I got Matt, then I got a Henry, and I also got Dustin. Oh, and if the date doesn't work out, I'm keeping them.
What do you mean if the date doesn't work out? What does that mean?
If he doesn't suck her dick.
For me, if I'm saying if a date's not working out, it's like if I don't get laid.
Yeah.
If I don't go home with the person.
But I just found out if I fuck a trans child, they get Funko Pops and an iPad.
Yeah,
right.
I'm fucking in for that trade.
Yeah. This is clearly advertising.
That's what's called a win-win.
Right, that's a Funko commercial.
They know exactly who their audience is.
You keep on playing this, yeah. This is psychotic behavior.
And it ain't other little kids, let me tell you that.
I'll take an iPad.
I'll also be keeping this if the date doesn't go
well. Whoa.
Okay, now I'm all ready to go on the date. I'll update you guys how it went.
Who is this child going on a date with? First of all, whether you're...
Cut to, he beat me up.
Oh my God, it was a bunch of black guys, and they jumped me and robbed me.
Turns out, it was a grown man, not another child.
Doggy, first of all, your 10-year-old shouldn't be going on a date, period, regardless.
Right.
Yeah.
Regardless.
With an iPad.
They're 10.
I'm gonna send them on a date with an
iPad? With a bribe iPad?
Yeah.
Hey, you can track the location.
Yeah, a trans child? Yeah. You get an iPad for fucking a trans... It's a reverse Kumia. You get an iPad?
That's fucking bonkers.
That is, yeah. Like,
was that
even
the father that put that up there, Shannon?
That's what it appears to be. That's how they're presenting it.
Is there more information on this at all? Is there anything else? Give me
something
else.
They gotta be trolling us, man. Like, it's just him doing this for clicks and views.
Like trolling,
but it's still weird to use your son to do that. You know what I mean?
And if you're going to turn into a girl, the whole point of dates is not to give the other person gifts.
Yeah.
He's still a dude at the core.
That's the dude shit.
Maddie, have you ever given a guy a gift for a date?
No, never.
First date?
Never. No, no.
I had a girl,
never even...
I had a girl show up with flowers once.
Really?
Showed up with roses.
Really?
And I felt beautiful.
Really?
I felt like a lovely lady.
Wow.
Interesting.
Lovely lady.
Never done that before.
I felt
very
lovely.
I bet you did.
I felt like a little princess.
She took the time. She spent the quid.
Ah, shit. That's and then I had another girl recently. She bought me a gift.
Mm-hmm.
She bought me a nice gift.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the gift?
I don't want to say.
You're being coy.
I don't want to say it.
Why? Is it gay or dirty?
No, it's not gay or dirty. Oh. It just, you know.
It's genuine.
I'll
it's
tell
sweet.
You later.
It's
sweet. Okay, okay.
It's real. He's it like, was, ah, fuck.
I have a hard time taking gifts from people, but mm-hmm. this chick just straight up bought me a gift. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I just wanted to get you something. And it was mm-hmm. expensive and it was nice. And I just felt very like, whatever it is, I don't take things well. Mm. Like, I like giving things. Even on, like, Christmas, when it comes down to, like, time to, like, receive gifts, it'll be just, like, something small that, like, they'll hand me my gift, and I'm like, ah, all right, guys, all right, let's move on. Like, right. let's not, don't see my reaction, yep. don't, like, I just don't, like, be, you know what it is? It's almost like, it's a psychological thing. This yeah. isn't, like, a sweet thing at all. Like, I don't like feeling in debt.
You like you don't you feel
others.
There's an attachment.
I feel like now that
attached.
You've given me something, now I owe you,
right.
yeah.
and I'm like, yo, fuck you,
yeah, right?
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Right.
How dare you give me a macaroni
right.
necklace, to my niece?
Fuck, yeah,
dumb bitch!
Fuck you,
you stupid little slut!
And I'm
yeah,
here empty-handed.
Is
and I'm
your
here
childhood
empty-handed.
Where mom's
That's
like,
what
we're not
wondering.
Gonna have gifts this year, and you're like, I don't need fucking gifts.
Yeah,
what am I, a faggot?
No, my mom. The first year my mom did get me Christmas gifts, so I didn't go. I don't need gifts. I bawled. Because I thought my mom was, like, playing a prank on us.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, there's no way my mom's not going to really not have Christmas gifts. She was like, no. She's like, I'm telling you, there's no Christmas gifts here. I was like, okay, mom, there's no Christmas. Okay.
How old were you when that happened?
Like 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. No. I bawled like a baby bitch.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It really hurt.
I had like that happen
too.
Also. It was a little bit earlier, but yeah, I've been the same
really?
Way. Like, even now,
yeah.
I sit out every other Christmas with my wife's family because I'm just like, I can't take it. And they give
right.
nice gifts.
Yeah,
right.
It's a lot.
Right.
Especially
because how she got you.
yeah, right? 40 acres and a mule. But no, like, we started getting uninvited. Like, my mom, we were Christmas hop. We went like 6 years without talking to the rest of our family.
Yeah.
So once we started Christmas hopping, then I really just felt like an outsider
right.
every fucking
yeah.
house we went to where I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to go.
Right.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. They make incredible Delta 8 THC vapes and gummies that get you super duper high. They're shipped right to your door, and they're more affordable than regular weed.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped, and it gets you super high. Delta 8 has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all you're getting stoned needs. I was smoking Delta 8 all weekend. Nobody knew the difference. And YoDelta is absolutely fantastic. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Right now, just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS. All right, where were we?
Right. Poor little Lewis and Dave. I had great Christmases growing up.
Fuck you.
I had decent guitar. Christmases.
I mean, you guys have no choice, though. You're buried under like 2 feet of snow at Christmas.
Yeah,
right?
True. Yeah.
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 So
we
it's
have
like
to
you got
to go
face
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't not give somebody a gift and then you're snowed in for 2 weeks.
Agreed. I need a trampoline, bitch.
We had good Christmases. I mean, it was as good as it was, but I think by the time I was like 11 or 12 years old, my mom, like in my mom's mind, we had already grown up. Mm-hmm. We were like, you know what, you guys, I did it. I raised them to double digits, and that's that.
Yeah.
And then she was ready to just sort of like stop being
right.
a mom to us.
Right.
You know?
Wow. It's pretty young, Lewis.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you bad with compliments too?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Try it out. Let's
fuck
give,
you, Maddie.
Let's Why? All go around it. Let's all go around
like?
And give him
fuck.
Some compliments.
Oh, come
Maddie,
on, Lewis.
You go first.
I'm not good with compliments.
Lewis,
Maddie, you go first.
I like the way you dress. I like the way you lead the crew. I like the way you I like the way you mess, and no one wants to do with you. Hey. Everyone loves Lewis.
The fun police are here.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
All right, you compliment Lewis.
That's what's up, nigga.
Exact. I don't even have to poke it.
Now
it's
Zach,
automatic.
Now you just complimented me, Zach. Zach can't.
You're my best friend.
Aw.
And he doesn't have to say it back, which really hurts.
I know.
I'm like, I'm not even, I'm maybe hitting the bottom of the top five. And I
true.
Have to say Lewis is my
Zach,
best friend because everything
Zach,
he does for me.
You're in my top three.
Oh,
cute.
Yeah. I'm 3 and 4.
Well, it used to be Dave Smith, my sister, then you. But maybe it's not my sister anymore because my sister's a fucking evil cunt, fucking bitch.
family.
So I didn't
everything.
Do anything good. She just fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I failed. I failed upwards.
That's how you win with Lewis. You just stay neutral until he gets rid of other people.
Exactly.
So, no shit.
That's how this podcast happens.
Hey, Zach, you want
to
come over?
I had to wait for Chris Scopo to realize he stinks and fucking Chris Tinkle to run away.
Chris Scopo was the OG co-host?
Chris Scopo and Tinkle were co-hosts on the show for a while.
I did not know that.
We call those the dark times.
Back over in the little apartment studio.
I bought my niece tickets to see Taylor Swift this weekend.
Nice.
In Miami. And of course, my dumb bitch sister, she was like, "Yeah, I'll get the hotel and the flights and everything." And I was like, "Cool."
Right.
I haven't thought about this in months.
Right.
Then I come to find out, me and my sister haven't spoken in like a month and a half.
Right.
I come to find out through my aunt that my sister does not have the money for the airline tickets or the hotel and hasn't told me anything, isn't answering my texts. So I had to buy the airline tickets and the hotel as well.
Yeah.
And last minute on Miami? A Taylor Swift weekend in Miami. It's Game fucking over. Insane. It's One, insane.
What are we talking? 1,000 a night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easy.
Close. No, like I think it was like 7 something.
Yeah. And you're going to the concert?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just sending that.
I want to see Lewis at Taylor Swift.
Doing a little fucking skank hands.
Dougie!
No, I don't want to go to the concert. I have shows this weekend.
I think it'd be fun. I think it would be fun
I'm
for
sure
you.
It would be fun. I saw Lady Gaga years ago with my son's mother, and that was a blast. Yeah. I have no issue. I saw when my ex, she was a dancer for Maluma. I saw Maluma live a few times. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking really fun show. I don't give a shit at all about that type of music, but it's just a big, fun show with dumb Latinos being dumb. Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
And that's a dope experience. A concert that you don't know anything about, so you have no expectations, but just like whatever they want to show you. You know what I mean? Good times.
Let's do some plugs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into the second half of this show. It is the Lewis and Zach Show, the new Lewis and Zach Show, right here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys haven't subscribed already, go subscribe. This way you get the premium show, bonus episode every week. Use that promo code LAZ. Dave Temple, what are you plugging?
The Let's Get Pizza Tour. Stand up, podcasting, and trashing your city's whack-ass pizza. Me and Derek Gaines will be moving around L.A., Pittsburgh, Philly, New York, Chicago. Get your tickets. Link in the bio. Follow us at NNFA Podcast on all platforms.
Hell yeah.
Word up, doggies. You can find me on Madhouse Podcast. Just dropped a special birthday episode where I was high on shrooms. That is up now. Funny as fuck. Me and Allie Mae can't stop laughing. And bonus episode every week, gas.com, promo code MAD. I'm on tour, maddysmithcomedy.com. Come see me in Toronto, fucking Grand Rapids, Winnipeg, Detroit. Peace.
Zach Amico.
If you're listening live this weekend, I'm at New York Comic Con on Saturday, paneling for my new movie, Bring on the Damned Volume 1, going out on the road with Lewis. And then Halloween, I did say it was going to be Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show at the Stand. Plans have changed. It looks like it might be a dual show now, but I'll have an announcement. It might be a magic / freak show night with me and another comic.
Good.
So Halloween at the Stand regardless.
Come see me live on the road. Go to lewisofskanks.com. If you're watching live this weekend, tomorrow night with Scott Chaplin, this whole weekend, Portland, Maine, Empire Comedy Club.
Oh,
I mean, maybe a couple tickets left. Boston is sold out officially, so you can't come to that. But on Saturday, I'll be in New Britain, Connecticut. So if you guys are in the Boston area, you guys still want to come out, take that drive. It's a couple hours, New Britain, Connecticut, right outside of Hartford. Then next weekend, me and Zach Amico are flying together to Baltimore, Maryland. That's October 24th through October 26th. And then one night only in Washington, D.C. on October 27th. Toronto coming up in November and a lot of other dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Come see me live on the road. Bring 4 friends, folks. And check out all my other podcasts. I got a lot of pods. The Regs, Legion of Skanks, Story Wars. I'm thinking about starting a new, more serious tone podcast where I'm just exploring the life. And the right now I'm at a crossroads in life in a lot of different ways. And, you know, there's serious stuff that I want to talk about once in a while. And I don't feel like these platforms are the right platforms for us. So look out for that. I think I'm going to launch something else that's going to be just probably me by myself. Doing like a little video journal sort of thing about things that are going on in my life.
Yeah, open up.
And that's that. That is that.
Story Wars is going good.
Story Wars is going great, guys.
Rocking. Yeah. Great show.
Let's see. Lazy Lagom says, "Holy shit, Lewis really wants to be Andrew Schultz in interview." Is that what you guys take from that? Shannon, do me a favor. Time out Lazy Lagom for 10 minutes.
I think it's more the format, the way the shot is a little more of an LA show now.
Oh, like this?
This.
Either way, time out for 10 minutes. How dare you? You think I want to be a wigger?
You know I do, bitch.
You want to be a wigger? Out of your fucking mind.
By the way, I did see the advertisement on the way here for Wildin' Out at Barclays.
I went on Friday. This past Friday.
The pinnacle of black advertising, which was a sign stapled to a street post off the highway.
Yeah, that said just Wildin' Out. Yeah, it was sold out. Bruh. We have Rick Ross in the building.
It looked pretty crazy. Yeah. I saw pictures or videos, rather.
It was fun on stage.
It looked pretty fucking
crazy. Every day
crazy.
I'm hustling.
Let's see. Victoria's Secret sends models down the runway with tiny imperfections as part of a woke rebrand.
They're still skinny as fuck.
Of course.
They went back to skinny.
They should. I talked about this in my last special. The Angels, when we were growing up, were the absolute hottest of the hottest. Alessandra Ambrosia, Adriana Lima. I mean, we're talking about these bitches. Adriana Lima was like crazy. And then they dropped Alessandra Ambrosia on us, and we were just like, they were so hot. Like, we were at, 13, 14 when these bitches came out? Like, it was like jaw-dropping. You can just see Adriana Lima's face on the screen, and your heart would fuck it. Like, it was like the girl you had a crush on in middle school and being in the same room as her. When you looked at her, when she popped, I've seen beautiful women at this point. I'm an old man. I'm 42 years old. I don't have the same type of thing. But I'm talking about when you first laid your eyes on this bitch, when she first came out, was there anything more beautiful than Adriana Lima in the world?
And should be said, dark hair, light eyes.
Dark hair, light eyes. Crazy bitch. Ruin your life. Ruin your life.
Changing. And look at that. Her face is just naturally beautiful.
Retarded.
Yeah.
This is before bitches were doing plastic surgery.
Before bitches were fucking changing.
Like, before everyone was getting lip fillers, everyone was getting everything. That was just who she is. Let's see her now.
Everyone has a
Shannon,
face now.
Shannon, you should pull a picture of yourself. Let's see her now. What does she look like today? Is she still hot? No, are these the new ones?
Yeah. She's actually on this list. I didn't realize this was being shared. One second. There's Ashley Graham.
She's pretty banging.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. She's almost unrecognizable. One second. Just pull away one second.
What is this?
Yeah.
This is the trans model.
That's a trans model.
We're
all over the place, guys. Yeah. What are we doing? Is this the fucking list that you have?
Oh, yeah. You get an iPad and Funko Pops if you fuck her.
So this is all of the Victoria's Secret models that were there for this year. And what they were saying is that they're like showing imperfections this year to like be more woke. Part of the wokeness is they have two trans models. This is one of them.
Talk about an imperfection.
Yeah, right?
Let's see.
6-inch imperfection.
Can we see the other one?
Yeah. She's almost perfect. But she has a dick.
One second. They're just all in a crazy order.
Dick in the way of that.
That's the same one.
I guess I can look past.
Shannon, do me a favor. Here's what I want to do. Moving forward. Let me just give you a production.
Moving forward.
Just save these images and just show me the images. I don't need to go down and... I don't need to look at this news site's horse shit, and we're trying to navigate what it is, and we're trying to figure out what is what. Let's just be like, let's get the production going. You pull up the image, be like, this trans bitch. This is the bitch that's got a fucking dirty kneecap. This bitch has a hair lip. And then we'll go through them moving forward.
Okay, this is the trans bitch.
Thanks.
Jim Norton's
wife. I know her. What's her name?
Nikki Norton.
Hilarious. Something Kansani. Alex Kansani.
Alex Kansani.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
The wings are covering up her massive shoulders.
Those are regular size wings. That's the imperfection. It's a fallacy. It's a trans person going to heaven.
Not possible. Unheard of.
I was with a woman recently who had, I guess it wasn't that recently. No, she had a huge clit. Did I ever talk about this chick that I banged that I had a massive clit?
Like how big? Like the size of your ring right there?
Doggy, this shit, like I sucked in it like this. I think this was a transgendered person. The more that I think about this, she was also kind of tall. She was very pretty, but like...
So you can tell like the vag looks a little different. It looks a little perfect.
Doggy, that shit
You ever
fucking...
seen the vag of the...
With a fat rabbit? Yeah.
Her clit was like a big toe.
Oh, a trans person? Yeah. No, I've never seen
that. Yeah, dude, it was like that. Yeah, Shannon, it was exactly like that. It looked
That's bigger than my dick.
Wow.
I swear to God, I licked the side of it. I went up and down like that.
Really?
Yeah. And it gets hard.
Yeah.
They get hard.
It shot a load in my mouth.
They do get hard, but I've never seen one that big.
I might have been. I might have sucked a. I might have sucked a trans clit. I have no idea. That is rape, by the way.
If they lie,
she never said anything.
Never told you, yeah.
Right.
She never said anything. She was like, she's like, suck my pussy.
Right.
Please suck my pussy right now.
Whose dick is this?
You little bitch, suck on my pussy.
I had a jump off like that in college. She was but she also had like strong cheekbones. That also made it a little uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It was like, wait, are you a man? What's going on here? But I didn't like trans wasn't a thing that early.
You're gonna need to tell me what a jump off is.
Like, where did we at the end of a Saturday night? Like, you get a text like, "Yo, did you go home with anybody?" No.
Like last call.
All right,
vibes.
You want to come over? Like, yeah, that was it. It was just like that was our relationship.
Oh,
we had classes together. We saw each other, rarely acknowledged each other on campus.
Friend with benefits?
Here's the crazy thing.
We weren't even friends
because once I was pledging a fraternity and my line kept getting dropped, she was a Delta, I was pledging Omega, and because I never got my letters, she never acknowledged
me. He wasn't trying to join the fraternity. He had to clean the floors. He was using pledge.
Yeah.
Clean these floors, Dave.
So I was pledging on my knees.
Yeah, I was. I was pledging. I was Windex. I was pledging.
Pons on
this motherfuckers. Hey, what this motherfuckers made
what the
me?
Fuck is that accent?
We got that Swiffer. I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying.
Yeah, those motherfuckers used to call me Mr. Clean.
But yeah, she was older too. She was a junior and I was a freshman. So I think she was a little bit embarrassed about that.
Of course. And not even in a frat.
Yeah, but I got her because I was good at math. We had math classes together, and I was helping her with her homework.
I did that. I tutored a girl in math in high school.
Yeah,
Christina Orphanodakis.
What the fuck is that? Greek?
That's her name. Yeah, Greek girl. Little Greek girl.
Yes.
Tiny, petite. I used to tutor her in math. Think about how dumb she must have
been.
I was thinking that.
She's cheating off the Puerto Rican.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I was 2 years older than her, 1 year older than her? I was left behind in math. Like, I was in a younger grade math.
Right.
So I was doing it the second time. It wasn't like I was good at math. I literally had an excuse. I was like, I'll tutor you. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And then I used to go over her house, and then I used to kiss her behind her mom's back.
Really?
Oh, man.
Really? And then she failed math.
Did she pay you? Did the mom was paying you to tutor her?
No, it was just like a school thing. I was I tutor her.
He was just being a nice guy.
I just thought it was funny.
And we never did anything more than
just...
You let a Puerto Rican in
to tutor your daughter, and he's like making out
with her. They had money, too. The Orphanodakis has had some cashola. Mm-hmm. They owned a diner, of course.
Oh, yep.
And they had a very, very nice house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I used to fucking go over there and fucking little tiny girls.
Dude,
little tiny girls, they don't kiss right.
What do you mean?
They're always like fish. They're like little, a fish eating.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, open your mouth, spit in my mouth, bite my face,
bite it off,
scratch me, call me a faggot.
I kiss a guy who kissed like a bird.
Yeah,
I hated it.
I want you to bite on my tongue, slurp it. I want you to. It has to get nasty.
Nasty. I want spit.
Yeah,
dribbling down my chin.
Damn. Turn the sexy music. I'm getting horny now.
Yeah, I want to make out.
Matter. We're getting all hot right now.
We all want to make out.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the old sexy music? Not everything has to be changed.
Literally made Jorge change.
He said there's still some shades of rap, aka David Black.
Well, this is not sexy music. This is like porn music in the 70s.
That really does sound like a question from a dad. What shade of rap is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can change the music. I wouldn't mind new sexy music. But if it's that or the old sexy music, I want to go with the old sexy music.
Old sexy music.
Yeah, the old sexy music made me want to fucking take my clothes off.
This is like, A little Greek girl, come make out with me. I tutor you.
All right, I can have sex.
I tutor you.
When I was a kid, I thought you were supposed to have sex to this. Like, I thought you were supposed to, when you grow up, you have to put this kind of music on to have sex.
Mm-hmm. What do you, what music do you play when you have sex?
Now, I listen to R&B, you know, anything. I let it play in the background. I got a nice little
rape
playlist.
And beating.
Yeah, a lot of Chris Brown. A lot of Chris Brown. I've had girls kind of get nervous. Really? You listen to Chris Brown? Like, bitch, come on, act like you're like this.
Chris Brown, R. Kelly, P. Diddy, Triple Threat.
I listen to the ISIS music. You remember the ISIS music?
What is that?
Play the ISIS music. It's fucking, it's haunting. Turn that on. You watch a bitch just freeze. She's like, what is happening?
No. Just like that. Hold that position.
Okay, play the ISIS music. They had great. It was also good. I wish I didn't like it so much. You guys have it? Maybe not. Shannon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I play.
Get a good stroke with this.
Yeah. I can see this, though. Hell yeah.
Like, if a guy was eating me out to this, I'd be like...
Absolutely.
And you want him to sing it.
Okay. When I come, I'm like...
Instead of the American alphabet, you do the Muslim alphabet?
Yeah. A lot of dots and squiggles.
Yeah.
Oh, spell out the name on your cab license. That's how you know ISIS was fucking solid, man. They had their own theme music.
They were fucking
good. Yeah, Crack Amico should do a song for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The imperfections on models, I don't like it at all. You go to Target sometimes and they got just straight up ugly women in the ads.
Shopping there?
No. But yeah, probably. Yes. That's probably why the ads are for them.
Exactly.
But when I was growing up, and look, I'm not like an attractive person, right? But like we should be striving for being attractive. We should be striving for greatness. You see a beautiful person with a beautiful body, you go, I'm inspired. I want to go to the gym right now. I want to be a better version of myself right now. You're not going like, oh, I don't want to buy these clothes. They're not for me. It's for good looking. No. You're idealizing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Where in a perfect world, you are this attractive. You do want to fit into that. That's what I'm trying to turn Maddie on. That's how to eat your pussy.
Massive clit is deflating as we speak.
No, but when I very often I'll buy clothing.
Clothing.
And I'm always on the cusp of large and extra large. I'm always like, I'm always getting fat and then losing a little weight. And I'm always, but very when I'm in the right mindset, I go and I buy large shirts and sweaters. Mm-hmm. I'll buy size 36 pants because I'm like, no, I'm on my shit. If I'm giving myself into size 38 pants and an extra large, if I'm giving into that thought, that is a sad thing.
Yeah.
And that's what fat, ugly models make people do, is they make them give in to that sad fucking thought.
They already gave in. Everyone already gave in.
You think they did? I don't think so. I think they gave in.
Human tour around America. Everyone already gave in.
No, Planet Fitness sponsors New Year's Eve because everyone gave up day one.
No, dude, I'm trying to inspire these people. I'm trying to inspire the people that listen to the Lewis and Zach show to be a better version of themselves every single day.
Understood.
Okay, I'm not trying to fucking...
Well, the problem with the hot models is sometimes they're wearing something and you're like, I'll buy that. And you don't have the same body they do. Bought a string bikini once. Shit did not stay up. I'm not built like them.
I bought a string cheese bikini once.
Oh, yeah. Didn't hold up. You ate it.
I can show you another example.
I'm polyamorous.
Hilarious. Another example of like the quote imperfections that they
show. Please,
showed.
Let's see.
So this is Gigi Hadid, and what they're showing here is she's not wearing
flat
a push-up.
Tits.
Yeah, not no push-up.
Yeah,
bra.
long flat tits
and that's... tan lines. They didn't airbrush them.
Oh, okay. So that's not really.
I like
imperfection,
a tan line on
in
a
my
bitch.
Opinion.
Yeah, yeah,
dude. I
because all porn used to have
doggy,
it back in the day.
I like hot. A tan line on a bitch. Truth, please.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of hot when you can see, like, a white
a little
kind
bit,
of around here, but then
I
tan.
I
kind of
like it. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's
you're like,
a,
oh, I feel
wait,
like
you know,
thing.
I realize one thing I do like about the studio. Could you bring that back up?
What, the police siren?
No, with the photo. Something we can do in here.
Oh, look at Zach.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you can't touch your pussy?
Damn it.
Well, how's that behind
I'm
us,
I'm grabbing
though?
It through the feathers.
How's that possible?
Because she, I don't know.
How's it behind us? That makes no sense.
How am I in it? Yeah, I'm in her ass. Fuck yeah.
It's hilarious. This was like an exhibit at the museum years ago.
It makes no sense.
I can't touch it. Oh my God.
Let's see.
What else we got?
There's a lot here. There's a lot. 26-year-old with two vaginas reveals that 99% of men don't even notice her condition. Wow.
So this is her first. She's pretty hot.
Okay.
She's very cute.
Wait, she has autism?
Let's.
All right. Oh. Yeah, she thinks she has two vaginas. One of them an asshole.
And I did find a picture of what it looks like.
Of her pussy?
No, not hers, but of the condition
of,
in
of
general.
Double pussy. Syndrome.
Let's see. Double pussy.
DPS?
What so am I looking at?
Right here. This
Ew,
that looks
why
cute.
Is it covered in shit?
Yeah.
That's just a black person. Sorry. What's I don't see the second pussy. I see one
it's
hole.
Just it's a regular vagina, but it's got a membrane down the middle. So you got
oh,
pick you, a side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I was picturing like
it's like the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a pants leg.
So she also has like two
regular pants.
Two
put
uterus.
Your legs in there.
Uteri.
Oh, wow, two uteri.
Two uteri. She has two of everything, and she says that most men she won't even bother to tell them because
four
like,
tits, two assholes.
That she won't tell them.
That's the name of the show.
I love the fact that she thinks they don't notice more, so they're just being polite. You let me fuck you. I'm not going to come back and be like, dude, your pussy's weird. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's the thing. A guy will. I mean, I've been with girls that are just fucking. Dude, I was. Oh, it haunts me to this day.
Come on.
I was with one girl who had like pussy lips. Her pussy lips hung down like tentacles. Like actual tentacles.
Yeah.
Like imagine this is her pussy.
Her pussy looks like Zoidberg from Futurama.
Yeah, it really did.
And I know who this is.
Yeah, yeah.
So doggy. It was like this.
Uh-huh.
Like they hung out so long, it was like that.
Yeah.
Her pussy looked like a basset.
The outer ones or
the
inner ones?
The outer ones, dude. I would eat her out and I would slurp them like they were fucking spaghetti noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your lips hang low? Can you tie
bring
it in
up a basset hound.
Doggy, let me
do
tell
your
you
lips
something.
Hang low? Do they wobble to the flow?
I wish. I hope this bitch is listening right now. You need.
Can we pull up a long lip?
If you have long fucking lips like that, you need
say
to
say something.
You need to get them fixed. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You need to get them.
That's what it was like?
No, but yes. No.
That's
no.
The like inner. That. That's the inner.
But
that's
longer,
the inner.
But
the
longer and more string-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
More string-like.
Really?
Skinny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Skinny tentacle pussy
you think
lips.
She's like hanging from him at night?
Yeah, like I think she does Cirque du Soleil.
I don't know.
Fucking
what
moves
the
on her lips.
Fuck.
I dealt with a chick that she had like that, but only one side, like a turkey. You know how a turkey just has that shit hanging off his nose? Her shit was like that.
Really?
And I was like, fuck you for not saying. You know your pussy is like that. Say something.
Doggy.
Ugh.
Oh.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So isn't that the inner coming out?
Is that is that after surgery though? They get them clipped?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And she turned black.
Better.
Yeah.
Shannon, do me a favor. Can you show us your pussy?
And
I want to make
some
sure.
Attitude.
Shannon, you don't have long lips like that, right?
No, I don't think that's like.
Is
a
yours nice and tucked
thing.
In, Shannon?
Some people have long ones. Mine is tucked, bitch.
Yours is tucked.
Yeah.
Let me see.
No. It's regular. It's literally just like what you would imagine, like. A vagina to be
a lot of I imagine a lot of stubble.
Yeah, it looks like patches. A cat named Patches right now. You know when you're shaving in the shower and like it looks great and then dry off, fluffs up. Whoops. Nope.
I miss
okay.
a lot. I miss
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, I bet
Shannon's vagina is
impeccable.
It's locked in.
Shannon,
yeah.
Shannon, is it impeccable? Shannon, will you do me a favor? Will you draw us a picture of it so we can see it?
Shannon seems like she has a tiny little slit.
She does have a little fucking
tiny slit.
Fucking
but she's not using it, so she's got like a Zach Amico beard on it.
Shannon, do you still keep your pussy trim, considering you don't use it, or do you just let it get all fucking dusty and all their cobwebs?
No, because I still have to like live with it.
You
true.
Still have to live with it.
Yeah, yeah like
with your roommate.
It's on a couch hanging out.
So it's fucking hang out,
watch movies like together.
I feel like you find like old mysterious items in Shannon's pussy.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh,
what, from the Jumanji board game in here?
The original birth control.
Yeah, the original condom. I found a lambskin in here.
A cap from a bottle of Surge?
What the fuck?
They stopped making that years ago.
What the fuck?
Jolt Cola.
Jolt.
Oh, shit.
It's an abacus?
Shannon has old-timey things in her pussy.
Is this a receipt for PB Crisps?
Shannon, so you keep it all trim and pretty, even though nobody's seeing it.
Yes. She's going out in bathing suits, too, so she has to...
Shannon, do people see this? Do you do, like, sex with men sometimes?
I mean, I haven't in a significant amount of time.
In a hot minute.
Over a year.
She's over it.
I think I am, yeah.
She's over. Are you going through menopause?
No way.
I'm sorry to mention my period, but it's like clockwork. It's like to the day, every month. It's still right there.
Regular.
Yeah.
That's good.
You think you still know how to do it?
Shannon's a
I
woman.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think maybe
all you
not.
Do is lay there and fucking take it.
You really
so
do.
Good.
Yeah, you don't have to be good. Women don't have to be good at sex.
The only way women can be good is by being like, oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
By being like, that's great.
Do it harder, daddy.
Guys, we have to show more enthusiasm, and you guys actually have to do everything.
Yeah, typically I don't really want a woman on top. If I have a woman on top, no, I will have a woman on top. But mm-hmm. even then, it's not really her doing the work. It's me kind of lifting her and grabbing her and fucking.
Yeah, when you guys take the hips and we're on top, that's when things start really grooving. When you take us and you enter.
We do it. We do
versus
all the work.
Me riding.
Yeah, you riding. I mean, Maddie. No offense. I don't imagine you have any rhythm at all.
What are we doing here?
I imagine you fucking,
fucking three beats.
Like what beat is going in Maddie's head?
It's like Sandstorm.
You just wait for Maddie to come and then you do your thing.
Yeah, you've been waiting a long time.
You come, however you do it.
Yeah,
I disagree. Some girls can grip you good.
Yeah, yeah.
Some girls can really fucking squeeze you good.
I don't have a good, the riding is hard for me. I got a bad knee. That's what I say. I'm like, oh, my knee. Can you go on top?
My knee hurts and I'm drunk.
I'll go on top for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I did it. I don't like how my tits look from down there.
Yeah, like hot dogs.
Yeah, bro. Bruh,
so
they're so fucking low.
Apparently, there's an epidemic of young girls being kicked off of airplanes.
Okay,
right now,
nice
for wearing inappropriate attire.
Oh yes. Okay.
What is going on here, Shannon? Are we seeing young girls wearing provocative things on airplanes? And I have no problem with this. If a young girl wants to wear some fucking hot ass gear,
really
wear,
anyone?
Dude,
airplanes fucking go off.
Who gives a shit?
Airport's like a lawless place.
Yeah,
in my
especially
opinion.
Like it's cold as shit up there. She's gonna regret her decision.
Agreed.
Her
I'm like, when
every
I see
time
that, I'm
I
like,
fly,
hey.
It could be the dead of August. I could be flying from Vegas to the Sahara Desert, and I'm gonna be wearing a hoodie,
snow pants, parka, freezing.
Yeah. It's freezing on that flight.
Yeah,
Shannon, let's see what we got here.
Okay, so this is the first couple of girls, and so they were in like little kind of like sports bras, sweaters.
Okay,
and they were kicked off. Of a Delta flight.
They were kicked off of a Delta. No.
Yes.
Wow. No.
Wow. Yeah, did, like,
that's ridiculous.
Did someone complain, like an older person?
But like why? Like that's also a part of flying. Is there's hot chicks on the plane?
Those outfits aren't even slightly provocative.
At all. Right. That's ridiculous.
I mean, not even slightly provocative.
Slightly. I was picturing, I don't know.
In fact, I've almost every girl that I date dresses more provocatively like that.
To go to the airport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unquestionably. That was like a little midriff show. What else, Shannon? Show me more.
So this is the next one, maybe not necessarily as hot, but this one apparently because she wasn't wearing a bra and it was too revealing.
Yeah, well, if you're not hot and you're dressing revealing, kick them the fuck off. Are you crazy?
But she has a jacket on over it.
But
so.
In her defense, isn't a bra going to go off through the metal detector?
No.
The bra?
You think all of us are just going braless through there?
No, that's what I'm saying. Don't bras have metal in them?
I'd be like, Elton John, you're going to need to put a bra on.
This much? Doesn't your fucking button on your pants have metal in it?
I wear sweatpants to the airport all the time.
True.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bitches going through there with bras.
Well, that's crazy, Shannon. If you ever show me an ugly person again on the show, you're fired. And I really mean that.
Well,
that's
don't
crazy.
Look to your right, JK.
Oh, my God. Maddie's evil. Maddie's
Zach's
dark.
Laughing.
Maddie's
I was
dark.
Trying to be as quick as Zach.
Go ahead.
That's the next one.
She got kicked off for having one arm.
Right.
And then this girl said that somebody gave her a hoodie and then she was allowed to.
They gave her a hoodie. But was she so she was wearing like one of these bodysuits?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, these bodysuits are fucking tight. I like these bodysuits that bitches be wearing now where it's just like one piece and it shows everything. It shows their fucking
whole.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything. I like it.
droopy lips in those outfits.
Right. You but are tell. They? Yeah. I'm trying to understand, like, is that actually policy on these flights? Like, what's the policy?
So afterwards, when each one of these articles, it says that Delta or whichever airline is not very specific. They're just saying that it should be family friendly. And it's the flight attendants that are making these calls. Mm.
Those gay guys?
Yeah.
Those guys in those tight suits? Buckle your seatbelt. Yeah. Your outfit is inappropriate. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Some motherfuckers got their nails painted, no offense.
So these
and
are
fucking sassing you up, and they're going to be like, sis.
I know, guys. Sis, it's like, just walk over, hand me the extender, and don't say anything. You don't have to ask me from the other side of the plane, hey, fatso, do you need a second seatbelt?
Yeah.
You know I do.
You know I do.
Finish the fucking demonstration, and then as you walk by me, pass it over to me.
Exactly.
On the same flight as that last girl, this woman was there, and she was allowed to be on the plane, wearing almost the same thing,
right?
Bigger woman.
Big.
She was allowed.
She was allowed.
Mommy Milker's there.
There we go.
So what's up? They hating on the hot hose.
Those are technically flotation devices.
Yeah, so come
she
on
actually,
in.
You reach under your seat for her.
Yeah.
If in case of a water landing.
Yeah. Just ride them tits.
I mean, I will say that kids like do like these like when I was growing up, like they did not have yoga pants weren't a thing.
All new. Leggings came around like 2008.
It's crazy.
And leggings were controversial at first.
Yeah.
And now people wear them all the time.
Yeah, they were. When I was first.
Yeah, we do.
When I was out there. Yeah. When I was out there selling comedy club tickets, it's like leggings became like a big thing.
Yeah.
And you would just see these girls with their asses and their whole pussy shape. And you're just like, this is crazy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was, and now you're just sort of used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis, you and I are a few years different, but when I was like middle school, high school, that's when girls started doing the thong on the outside.
Oh, that's hot too.
That was the look.
That was
the
look.
It would be the as Geraldo called out. Them the clit huggers.
Yeah.
And then it would be the thong coming out the back like a fucking Dennis the Menace slingshot.
Yep.
But kids these days, like we went to Six Flags the other day, and like every fucking teenage girl is just wearing skin tight fucking pants.
Tiny.
And I'm watching my son and his friend just being like, every girl walks by, and there's like, I was like, God damn it, they are in heaven, dude.
Yeah.
Because
when I was, we had to use imagination when we were kids. Such a different time.
Now he got insane clown pussy.
That's right.
Murdering.
Clown pussy.
Me and Lewis had a finger girls in UFOs. Remember those? Yeah. The giant pants, the fucking giant UFOs with the 85 straps on them.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I have one more hot
worst
chick.
Boner pants ever.
Yeah.
Should have stopped wearing that?
I really wouldn't blink an eye at these girls in the airport.
I'll go look at that pretty lady.
Also,
I'm walking down New York City.
It's just hot. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's hot.
And if they have a little hoodie, freaking all good. Don't care.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't see it as being
like. It's a little bit of treat in line, and then that's it.
Yeah, this is sort of a non-issue. Who the fuck would complain about it?
Especially because like you can watch a movie with full sex scenes in the rear headrest of every movie.
Yeah,
it is true.
So like what is
it? It is kind of crazy that you can like watch whatever you want. If I want to watch a borderline pornographic movie, I can watch it and nobody will say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can they? Is that against the policy? If I'm watching like fucking
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, like or like a rape scene in a movie. Can somebody be like, hey, there's kids here. Can you turn that off?
I don't think so. I did hear on an Australian Qantas flight recently, they accidentally played a movie for everyone that had a sex scene in it, and the parents freaked out.
Yeah, I watched
that was on every TV. It was like,
I watched something on the plane coming back from Skankfest, and it said this has been edited. This has sex scenes. Be aware of your surroundings. However, content has been edited for content.
Really?
Mm. It was Walk Hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
They cut the nudity out of Walk Hard.
Interesting.
I watched Walk Hard with my son the other day. I started to watch it with him, and because I forgot exactly how inappropriate it is. Mm-hmm. It's delightfully inappropriate.
Dude, when he called when they're in the hotel room and his dad calls and the mom died, and just a guy with a giant cock walks by in the background for no reason other than it's funny.
Some insight into how small Zach's cock is. That was a very below average size cock in that movie.
No, there's another guy with a big dick.
No. I watched it yesterday or 2 days ago. Oh, it's not a very big
Well, then
dick.
I have a tiny penis.
Pull up the penis scene.
I have a little tiny penis.
You have a little
the
tiny
The joy in Zach's face.
I really do.
And that's okay.
It's so pull up the hotel
it's not, like, it's not like everyone here has
I'm
seen your dick.
I'm a filthy pervert.
We've all seen it at the Nude Rose.
Filthy faggot
I
pervert.
I know you're a faggot pervert.
I have
pervert.
A little tiny cock.
Can you pull up the scene from the hotel and walk hard?
This is how Zach drinks. Yeah. oh fuck.
There was so much joy in it. He lit up. I have a tiny cock.
I'm like, Zach, I know. I've seen it. The piercing doesn't make it any bigger.
Yeah. It it's a below average size cock. Let's see. I have no volume. There we go.
You watch this with your son?
I watch it with my son. And this was the theme where I was like, maybe I shouldn't watch it with my son.
Taking care of the kids. Went down to Wilson's Market the other day to pick up some milk. He never gets there.
Hey, Dewey. Yes, Bert? You want a cup of coffee or something?
No, thank you.
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Bert, my roadie. Just wants to know if I want any coffee or anything like that. You know?
It might be edited.
No. I thought it was edited, too. I thought they edited for the version I was watching my son, but then they come back in.
Oh, now that is crazy talk, Edith. Come on, you know I'm just the same old.
Zach, that's
oh,
huge,
I'm thinking, no. It's the guy that answers the door.
Huge.
There's a guy that answers the door
same
with
guy.
The dad. Is it?
Same guy.
Well,
Zach.
Then I misremembered.
Zach, that Zach. Is not a huge cock.
But also, I have
Zach,
a tiny
cock. I know you have a tiny cock.
Yeah,
I know. You're like sitting over me right now. I feel like I'm about to get raped.
I'm a little fat boy.
Yeah, I'm a fat boy.
Nobody wants to fuck
you. Nobody wants to fuck you. You're such a fat little tiny dick boy.
Oh, shit.
Clip all that for me later.
Clip. That's a clip. There's the clip.
That's what's up, nigga.
Oh, man. Walk Hard might be the most underrated comedy of all time.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's the
I say that it? And Grandma's Boy are the two best modern comedy
Grandma's Boy is
movies.
Good, too. That's a good one.
I don't know if I ever saw it. I never saw it.
Grandma's Boy is fucking hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah.
Huge bomb. Made $2 million, I think, in theaters and $100 million on DVD.
Really? Yeah. Blu-ray.
Yeah. I watched last night. We ended up watching, it was last night? The full Nightmare on Elm Street. James finally got through it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Classic.
Good. He's in now. And my niece, she's a monster. She just deals with my sister. So she's like, she doesn't get scared of scary movies. She's like giggles every time there's a scary scene on. My sister, my niece is psychotic.
Right.
Like, we were watching It, and, like, every time the clown would come on the screen, she would just giggle uncontrollably.
Wow.
And I was like, is this, like, a nervous tick, or are you actually a serial killer?
Right.
Yeah.
So she's fucking ready for...
Yeah,
she's
now ready. Just bring James right to Nightmare 3. Skip 2.
Yeah, we were going to watch 2 last night. Well, I don't remember. They all blend together.
2 is gay porn.
2 is gay porn.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is maybe the gayest movie.
Right. Was the director gay or something?
The director's gay, the writer's gay, and then the actor, the main...
Wes Craven is not involved again until New Nightmare, right?
No, I think he's involved in 3.
So we watched the I guess it was the movies that made us on Nightmare on Elm Street last night, and we found out all of like the little I guess the producer and Wes Craven were having like major beefs and disagreed about a bunch of different stuff. That's actually a great show as well. If you guys
Movies That Made Us is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the Home Alone version of that. I think.
Yeah, that's what my son. My son likes to watch a movie and then watch the movies that made us on it and see all behind the scenes. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, my daughter's getting a bit psycho too. We just watched The Bronx Tale together.
Nice. Mm.
She cheered when they threw the cocktail back in the Italian car.
Oh wow!
Nice. Got a little Black Panther there.
But she's like oddly attracted to Calogero, so she's probably going to go through that white phase.
Yeah.
All black girls go through that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, what a fucking De Niro ass movie that he has to fucking pick up the black girl.
Yeah, right.
What a fucking telling story that is.
Right.
We're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Another Lewis and Zach in the books.
Fucking
love
rocking.
Maddie, love Dave.
Hell
support
yeah,
both these guys and everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday with our exclusive episode just for Gas Digital subscribers. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube and iTunes and everywhere else, go subscribe to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ and get your bonus episode and the uncensored ad-free versions of all of these shows. You guys are the best. We'll check you guys on Friday.
When they making noise.